Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
29127.
Hold on a second. All right, and what's your name, ma'am?
Kathy Dooley. Catherine.
Yes, ma'am, I did find the account. Ms. Dooley, can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
98 Brenton Height Road.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I do see the account. Ms. Dooley, this was going on. It's due to the contest entry where you entered into that contest to win that mixer. I want to let you know with that mixer, this is what came along with it. It stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers, and that offer was a meal plan app that came through to the email, and that app focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings, ma'am.
Okay, well, this is the first time that I've been aware of that, and I did not know that that's what was being consented for. So how do I get this taken off?
Give me one second.
I've already reported it to my credit card because I called immediately after I ordered the $7 and something mixer, which I'm not even being charged for. It did not appear to be a contest on the site. It looked legitimate, but I believe it's a scam. And I did not consent to having my name put on something that was obviously taking a monthly amount out. So I am having a dispute right now. You're the third person that I've had. You're the first one that actually answered, because I also had a $97 taken out for the Walmart deal that was supposedly going on. So I did not give knowledge for that either. I did consent to buy the $7 amount, and then there was another smaller amount for six something, but not the two big ones, no. I meant that. I would not have done that, and I did not consent to that.
All right, ma'am. Understood. Give me one second. I'll look and see what's going on.
Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. And see, this is due to that contest entry, which it was stated in the terms and conditions. But give me one second. I'm going to see what we can do. I'm going to speak with my supervisor, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, ma'am, I did want to do this. I want to go in and use my courtesy code for you today and get you 50% of that charge refunded to your account, because it was stated in the terms and conditions how the account would be billed. I just wanted to get you something, ma'am, to go back in your account.
Yes, please. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
Now, this would be for the full amount of the $57, so you're going to do...
This would be for that $59.89, and I was going to get you a 50% refund on that. And I can let you know what it tallies up to. Give me one second, please.
Are y'all also affiliated with the other one that was for $97?
Give me one second. I'll let you know. I'm putting your percentage through. Hey, that got you $29.95. It'll be refunded to the account. And you asked about another charge. Was it for that $57 charge?
There was a $57 charge. And then there also was it was a $59.89 and a $97.73.
The 9773, I'm not seeing that one, Miss Dooley. The
All
only
right,
thing I see is that 5989.
Okay. Well,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is a different number from the other place.
Do you know what it was for?
Yes, that one I believe must have been for the Nintendo Switch that Walmart was having a discrepancy with and was getting you could get it in for like $6 and something. That looks like $6.84. And then it went right back in on the same thing and did $97.73. And like I said, I've already contacted my credit card, and there's a dispute on it because, of course, they went through.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked me, had I tried to call? I said, no, because I have no way. I said, I don't have a number. And when I realized what happened, I said, I got off of anything on there whatsoever. I said, so I don't even know who other than it was promoted by Walmart.
Mm.
And so today I was able to see my credit card balance. And, you know, like I told her, I said, you know, I would not have done that knowingly, knowing that that also is going to be taken off. So, you know, when you're a single parent, sometimes you do get, you know, shitted, but when you're messing with your money, when you have no control over thinking that it's a legitimate site, and all you got to do is, you know, one simple step. So I appreciate what you've done.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you also. And if it was any other charges that I could deal with, I would help you out with those, Miss Dooley. But the only thing that's showing up were the ones that got refunded. And one of those charges declined for that 59, and we were able to get that other one a percentage refund. But it's not nothing else showing up. So you may want to call those numbers, ma'am. They may be able to get you taken care of also.
Yeah, well, I did try call the one, and when I answered it, automatically said, you've chosen to leave a voicemail. I said, no, I didn't.
Right.
So, yeah, right. I think I'm trying to call them back, but thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Ms. Dooley, and I don't blame you, ma'am. You can call. No, this account has been 100% canceled. I didn't refund it, so it won't be nothing going on through it. You will see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, Ms. Dooley.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And you have a good day, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. You too.